Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal, but it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHOPE. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHOPE, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
It's a light crowd here at the Morning Skate because the San Jose Sharks have a slightly different schedule than normal. And Drew, maybe we can talk about this routine that's been totally disrupted by the coaching staff as they make practice at 11:30 in the morning instead of at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't quite get it because we are all, but especially players, creatures of habit. There's a certain time you get up, there's a certain time you come to the rink, you stretch, you work out, you get onto the ice, you do your thing, and then you have your post-game little meal and you get your nap in and then you get reset for the game. And I'm not sure why the coaches, maybe there was a meeting that they were involved in, maybe they wanted to meet longer about something, prepare video. It's very unusual for, well, I can't think of a time, Danny, where a home team has not stepped on the ice at 10:30 instead of 11:30. 11:30 is the road time.
Now, part of this is because the Sharks practice at Sharks Ice at San Jose in the morning of a game and transfer everything over to SAP Center, while the Red Wings tonight will practice. Maybe they'll come on it at 10:30. Probably not, though. They'll be on at 11:30 normal time. I was just thinking about this. Maybe the coaches are trying to say that they were happy with the effort on the road trip and they just want to keep that routine going there.
And since we go to Dallas tomorrow and then St. Louis the next day, it would be actually body time 11:30.
See how we're figuring this out?
Maybe that's what it is. And this one thing about this coaching staff that has been, this is new, very new, is how much there is a collaboration between strength and conditioning, high performance through Mike Potenza, sleep, nourishment. There's a lot more science going into this season than the last seasons that we've seen. And that's just as the game elevates and evolves, so does the coaching. So maybe it is a body clock, body time, being able to keep the guys in sync as they roll forward and keep doing what they're doing, because on the road they did play very well.
Now, meantime, you probably hear some pucks and sticks hitting each other in the background and some ice getting shaved up when people are stopping. Yes, practice is a little bit later this morning as we are recording early, but you got a couple of guys on the ice that I'm happy to see. Number one is Nico Sturm, who went on the injured reserve list today as goaltender Yaroslav Askarov was recalled from the San Jose Barracuda to replace Vitek Vanacek. But interesting, Vanacek does not go on the IR. Sturm does. And also on the ice, off to my left, is 19-year veteran Marc-Edouard Vlasic, who's looking like he's moving pretty well.
He's moving very well, and that's good. You cannot have too many defensemen, and you cannot have too many veteran players, especially with the character and the makeup and the ilk and the mood he brings into the locker room. We both love Mark Ever.
He's great.
He's fantastic.
I mean, one of the great moments already of the season was somebody was pressing him about what his injury was, and he said, yeah, after all these years, I developed a problem with my back. And somebody said, oh, really? What happened? And he said, well, it's sore from carrying everybody else.
Sore from carrying this franchise all these years. And that's Mark Ever Vlasic. There's times on the bench, Danny, when I'm on the TV side and working on the bench, he'll say something to an official or to a player and I'll turn away from him because I'm laughing that much. And then he always looks at me and goes, I got you on that one, eh? And I go, yeah, you got me on that one. Great character person, and also having a veteran like that, we've got a lot of, you can't have too many defensemen in this game. So yeah, and Nico Sturm, are you kidding me? I mean, the guy's injury is very painful, and he's out there working. In fact, the next day after his injury, he was lifting weights and working out. He is a machine, absolute machine. And he lives by the motto, be ready so you don't have to get ready. And I love that from him.
Absolutely. Now, we're probably going to get Mackenzie Blackwood in goal tonight without question as the Sharks play the Red Wings for the first time this season. I think that Mackenzie Blackwood's relief appearance in Pittsburgh was absolutely incredible. He made six saves in overtime, but two of them were of world-class variety against Sidney Crosby, who was looking for goal number 600 in his NHL career on those plays.
I talked to him after the game. And I said, man, you were just fantastic. And he goes, it's unusual for me because usually when I come in off the bench, I absolutely suck. He said, did you see the first goal? I said, you just come in. And he said, yeah. He said, I got to be better than that. He said, but usually when I come in off the bench, I'm not very good. I need my routine. And he was incredible. And when you look at the way McKenzie's playing, and you know me, I'm a big believer, and I know you are too, in the fact of you earn your ice time, you earn your starts no matter who you are. And to me, Mackenzie has earned his starts now. Ryan Warsawski looking for somebody to take over the number one spot, make a stand, so to speak. Well, I think Mackenzie Blackwood in his performance, certainly on the road, absolutely has made his stand, saying, there I am, coach. Try to scratch me now and see what happens.
Now, related to that, Yaroslav Askarov has been really pushing hard to get an opportunity at the NHL level with the Sharks. His save percentage is over 93. His goals against average is under 2. He's got 2 shutouts already. Coming off not such a great game when he gave up 4 goals in that 6-2 loss a couple of days ago to Calgary. But still, this guy is doing everything possible, working with Yevgeny Nabokov. And I'd love to be a fly on the wall in some of those meetings.
My gosh, so would I. Because we're getting reports that they're both very similar in personalities. And my sons are very similar in personalities to me. All the bad stuff is from me and all the good stuff from their mother. So when the boys and I get into some discussions or debates or anything like that, I always think to myself, jeez, I wish I was, because I'm recognizing it. When they were coaching, they'd come home from coaching football, and they still coach football, high school football in Canada. They'd come home and they would just complain about their practices and their players and the coach, head coach and everything else. And then they'd walk away and my wife would just turn and look at me and I'd go, I know. So it's the same thing with Navi. Well, we were getting reports. It's the same thing with Navi and Askarov, which I think is hilarious.
Well, it really is hilarious. It's sort of like the revenge of the grandparents. You know how that works.
Yeah, I certainly do, and it's so much fun to do.
Well, this game is a very interesting one again because the Sharks are playing a team that was on the verge of making the playoffs last year, and were it not for a decision by John Tortorella of the Flyers to pull a goaltender and give up an empty net goal to allow Washington to qualify, Detroit would have been in last year. It's been 8 years since the Red Wings have made the playoffs, and you know what they feel like in Detroit about that. They're not happy, but they understand what Steve Yzerman is trying to do. He's got a club that's I don't want to say they're underperforming, but they're off to a kind of a Mets start.
Well, there's a headline today. Is Derek Lalonde's job on the line if he doesn't win on Monday? That was yesterday's headline.
Didn't we just see this in Pittsburgh?
Yes, we did, as a matter of fact. Derek Lalonde's an outstanding coach. The Iser plan has been a long time in trying to reach to a full bloom. But Ken Holland, previous general manager for the Detroit Red Wings, who then went to the Edmonton Oilers, has admitted publicly that he did not leave Steve with anything. Like they just emptied the tank as much as they could for that team to be always in the playoffs and always have a hope. Where have we seen that before?
Oh, we've seen it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a long way back. And we thought they were on the track 2 years ago, and then they weren't at the end of the year. They were on the track last year, much improved. They've got some outstanding talent in Seider and DeBrincat and Larkin and Kane. They've got some really good pieces in there, but it's not proving to be winning.
One thing for tonight, the Sharks have got to avoid taking penalties because Dylan Larkin is tied for the NHL lead with 6 power play goals. And Lucas Raymond, the one guy you didn't mention, is the guy that I really like. And he's somebody that's right up there in power play assists. So they've got a nice tandem going. I'm looking forward to a little bit more magic from Smith and Celebrini in this game. This is a game where they're going to have some space.
Yeah, absolutely. I like those two together. I really like that third line with Wennberg and Toffoli. Who was on the left wing? On that side?
Delandria.
I like that line. Delandria had some chances, so I thought they were good. So I think that this will be a game where it's going to be high paced, but at the same time, the Sharks have got to make sure away from the puck they are with the puck they got to manage that puck.
Big deal tonight, Sharks and Red Wings. Always a traditional battle here at SAP Center at San Jose. I've got Scott Hannon tonight. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with our Sharks warm-up pregame program. Until then, that is it for our morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.